Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Seems like a long time since I've been up here, but it's a little with fear and trepidation at what's going to happen, but I'm sure it will happen, we know. So anyway, I'd like you to turn to Voices Together if you have that hymn book, or it'll be on the screen, and number 39, As We Rise, O God, to Meet You. Now, I don't think we've sung this before, so I will sing verse 1, and then I would like you to sing with me verses 1 and 2. So stand if you can, and I'll sing that verse, and then you can join me.
Like the sun that fills the morning, fill our bodies with your light. We, your empty spirit, fill us, God, we open up our lives. Rise, O God, to meet you as we
Like Marcia, it's been a long time since I've been up here, and I am prone to make mistakes, and I hope there's forgiveness in your hearts. This service, good morning and welcome to all who are here in person and those who virtually joined us. God welcomes your participation. The service comes to you this morning from Zion Mennonite Church. My name is Emily Rempel. I am your worship leader this morning, and I chose to use resources that are found in the new hymnal, Voices Together. Health restrictions have been lifted in Saskatchewan. However, we are still in transition. Let us respect the protocol each individual chooses regarding distancing, masking, while hand washing or sanitizing is recommended to everyone. I greet you this morning with Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people of the earth, for he loves us with unfailing love. The faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Please turn into your bulletin to call to worship, and we shall read it as printed. Jesus calls us to praise and prayer, and to song and silence.
Jesus calls us to worship.
Jesus calls us to hearing and healing, to service and solidarity.
Jesus calls us to love.
Jesus calls us to advocacy and action, to discernment and provision.
Jesus calls us to justice.
We hear the call of God. We worship together with joy. Let us pray. Life-giving God, may your Holy Spirit inspire our praise and our prayers. Open our hearts and minds to your presence among us and within us. Come alive in our words and actions as we lead in worship. To you alone belongs all praise and honor and glory and blessing, now and to the end of time. Amen.
Please turn in your HWB hymn book, number 50. Praise the Lord, sing Alleluia. Please stand if you can.
Thank you for that wonderful singing. Sharing time will be muted, but not the announcements or the congregational prayer. And your offerings may be placed in the offering plates in the foyer back of the sanctuary. I'll ask you to pray for those listed in the pray for box throughout the week. And also the worship schedule for the summer is at the back on the bulletin board near the nursery door. And if you would like to contribute to any of the services, please sign up. You would be welcome. Volunteers are required for September, and you can contact the church office if you wish to volunteer. And Pastor Lois will be away until the end of this month, the 30th of July. And in emergency, you may contact Joy Jarrett, our spiritual care person, or Brian Reimer or Margaret Dick from the leadership team. This morning, I invite you to participate in the prayer. When I say God of grace, you may respond with, "Hear our prayer." Let us pray. Listening God, you hear our prayers before we speak, yet welcome our praying. Therefore, we come with confidence to lay our request before you. We pray for Christians everywhere, for our denomination and congregation, for strength to preserve in faithfulness. We pray for the whole people of God. God of grace, hear our prayer. We pray for the nations of the world, for all leaders and those who make policy decisions. We pray for the well-being of our global community. God of grace, hear our prayer. We pray for the earth and all living creatures, for regions and species at risk, and for the sharing of resources. We pray for the wholeness of creation. God of grace, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are overcome by violence, for victims of injustice or oppression, and for those in poverty or pain. We pray for all who need healing and peace. God of grace, hear our prayer. We pray for those who endure trials, for those who are dying, and for those who mourn. We pray for all in need of comfort and hope. God of grace, hear our prayer. God, you have heard the prayers of your people. We rest in the comfort of your care as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are now going to sing "Here I Am, Lord," and it's in HWB 395. However, it also is in Voices Together, and if you like to, it actually has the words under the notes, which is nicer than the verses at the bottom. So you can, if you have that hymn book with you, you can turn to 545. Please stand as we sing together, "Here I Am, Lord."
Oh, This morning's scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 16 to 21. And I'm reading from the New International Version. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Here ends the reading. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We are privileged to have Jeanette Hansen here this morning. Jeanette is a director, International Witness Mennonite Church Canada. Jeanette facilitates, coordinates, and encourages international ministry and connections with Mennonite Church Canada congregations, regional churches, and international partners. She says, "I believe as we serve, we also grow in mutually transformative relationships that help us to see more clearly what God is doing in the world." Jeanette lives in Rostern with her husband Todd, her parents, and occasionally young adult daughters. Welcome, Jeanette.
Thank you. It's very good to be with you this morning. Coming to Swift Current always is a bit of a homecoming, as we've spoken here many times and as you have supported for so long, Todd and I, in our journey through China, and then, of course, being, you know, part of the family with Val and John here. So it always is very good to come back here. And, of course, these days it's good to be anywhere, right? I'll just sort of give you a nod when you can change. Thanks. This morning, I want to start with an old saying. This vision of healing and hope was actually approved in 1995. If you have been around church stuff as long as I have, you'll recognize it. This began when the Mennonite Church and the General Conference Mennonite Church began discussions about merging, and they set a committee to look at what the church needed to be in the 21st century. And what was approved in 1995 was this vision statement. It's probably familiar to most of us. Then, as the Mennonite Church Canada was established, it was expanded to include this list of priorities. You can change it. Yeah, you probably can't see this, but we'll go over them. I'll just read it to you. To follow Jesus Christ more faithfully, we are called to enrich our prayer, worship, and study of scriptures, offer all that we are and have to God, to grow as communities of grace, joy, and peace. We want to call and nurture congregational leaders for ministry in a changing environment, practice love, forgiveness, and hospitality that affirm our diversity and heal our brokenness, and to live as people of healing and hope. We are committed to invite others to faith in Jesus Christ and to seek God's peace in our homes, work, neighborhoods, and the world. So these are words that were supposed to take us into the 21st century. And how do these words hold up now in 2021? We are well into this 21st century. How do these priorities look in a post-pandemic world? Well, post-pandemic, except for those who have little or no access to vaccines. Do these words still make sense? when our indigenous neighbors are looking for and finding remains of lost children from 150 years of residential school history, when we are horrified by the actions of the church, seemingly at the beck and call of the state, when many of our brothers and sisters in Canada are saying, I'm not sure I can still go to church. Can we still look at this vision when our own churches and even our own families are often divided by politics and ideology? And then in the midst of all that, how dare we talk about mission, maybe most especially international mission, where efforts of the church have sometimes gone so horribly wrong? How dare we talk about following God's call? It's a sobering time. And sometimes we have to look at it from a different perspective. So this morning, I'm going to talk about the smell test. Now, you may have heard this in a different context. You know, the smell test. Is that pile of laundry clean or dirty? Yeah, you know. It's the smell test. Now, in our family, we have a different version of this. My dad hates shopping for clothes and really doesn't like to wear new clothes at all. In fact, if my mother didn't buy him clothes, he probably would still be wearing the clothes he had for decades. So she buys him new clothes for Christmas and birthdays. Oh, great gift, Mom. Then they hang in the closet, sometimes for a year or two, until we finally completely forget about them, and then he'll wear them. Now, one theory we as his children have about this is that he doesn't like to wear clothes that don't smell like him. So he gives it a good smell test. Yep, now it's ready to wear. Smell is a powerful sense. Smell brings up memories, brings up feelings, good and bad. There are strong associations with smell. I remember my grandmother very clearly when I have that real smell of the perfect chicken noodle soup. You know, the kind with the star aniseed in it? It's exactly right. That's the smell of my grandmother's house. These are strong associations. Missiologist James Crable wrote a booklet called Does Your Church Smell Like Mission? To identify characteristics of congregations who are serving those outside of their doors. Now, I'd like to make a little twist on that, and I'd like to ask, does your mission smell like Jesus? In our vision statement, God calls us to be followers of Jesus Christ. First of all, God calls us. This isn't a call of ourselves, of our leaders, even of our church. We learn to follow Jesus into God's vision for the world, God's mission for the world. And we know what that looks like. We know what it smells like because Jesus taught it and lived it. And today's scripture was the description of that. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free. Jesus was placing himself solidly into the mission of God when he said, today this scripture has come true. He was placing himself into God's own nature because God's nature is to reconcile and to heal. Not only healing God's creation to reconciling it to God's self, but to each other and us to creation. Now, traditionally in Latin, this is called the Missio Dei, the mission of God in the world. And so we reorient our thinking so that we never ask, what can I do for God in my world? But we always ask, what's God doing in the world around me? And how can I be part of that? Jesus said in John 20:21, peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so send I you. So in the 21st century world, where we see around us what has sometimes gone so horribly wrong, this message is still relevant. It's as relevant as when God created the world, because God has never stopped with God's mission to the world. Art McPhee, who's a retired professor of AMBS, wrote about a missionary conference in the 1930s in which theologian Karl Barth spoke not in the usual fashion about the mission of the church or about our mission, but about the mission, about mission as an activity of God. Art McPhee writes, "To begin with, from start to finish, mission belongs to the triune God. Then whatever missionary activities we engage in can only be deemed appropriate if they coincide with God's mission." When Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses," he was not issuing a command, but making a statement about the nature of his followers. Likewise, the New Testament's metaphors for believers as salt and light and fishers and good seed are never made as imperatives. They are always indicative, meaning that mission is a natural activity of the church. It is part of the nature of the church, just as it is part of the nature of God." End quote. So here we come back to the priorities of the Healing and Hope Statement for Mennonite Church Canada. And I'll use these to describe some of the things that are happening around the world with Mennonite Church Canada International Witness. And I want you to think about this. Does our mission smell like God's mission? Can you catch that hint so that it reminds you of God's mission? So we'll start here. To follow Jesus more faithfully, we are called to enrich our prayer, worship, and study of scriptures. While pastoring in Canada, Bookie Kim became passionate about translating Anabaptist resources for use in the church, both in Canada and in Korea. He regularly passed these translations on to the Korean Anabaptist Center, and never guessing that one day he would be called to serve alongside this center and Mennonite Church South Korea on behalf of Mennonite Church Canada. While he has continued to translate resources and use them in the Korean context, he has also become passionate about seeing Korean expressions of Anabaptism and peace building. Most recently, he has worked with others to establish a peace journal that connects various Korean voices talking about peace in a land that has known war for more than 70 years. We offer all that we are and all that we have to God. As George and Toby Avith set out in 1991 for a term of service with the Hong Kong Mennonite churches, they never imagined that this would turn into a lifetime. 30 years of work in three very different parts of China with three very different ministries. Their family, born, grown up, and gone from home during that time, they continued to patiently wait and watch to see what God was doing where they lived and then to join in that activity. I don't have a picture of him, but serving together with them in China is Pastor Yin Hong Tao. He began to work with Mennonites after his return to China from studying at the Anabaptist Mennonite Biblical Seminary in 2005. Hong Tao has continued to work with church leaders in various parts of China. He's a committed Anabaptist and freely gives his gift to the larger church. He owns nothing. He has built no big congregation or fame, but has become an important part of developing ministries and leadership in both the registered and unregistered congregations, often acting as a bridge between different parts of the church in China, supporting and encouraging cooperation and mutual growth. We've asked him in the present political climate in China whether he feels safe working so openly with the churches in this way. And he says, "Of course I'm safe. What can a worldly authority do to me? For me to live as Christ and to die as gain." To grow as communities of grace, joy, and peace, we want to call and nurture congregational leaders for ministry in a changing environment. Africa Inter-Mennonite Mission is a 50-year-old Mennonite collaboration, and this year it opened an office in Kinshasa, Congo. As an organization bringing together Mennonites in Congo, Burkina Faso, Angola, France, U.S., and Canada, we partner together in ministry. And this is the first time they've had two executive coordinators, one in the Congo and one in Canada. They're each working from their own homes. And the office in Congo now is allowing for a closer communication and visits with the African leaders of AMM. This practice is opening up more doorways within African countries to share with each other. To practice love, forgiveness, hospitality that affirm our diversity and heal our brokenness. Pushed up into the mountains by war and oppressive actions of the government, indigenous tribes in the island of Mindanao, Philippines, at times turn to violence and revenge. Through practices of sustainable agriculture and training in peace and reconciliation, the Peace Builders community, led by Lakan and Lakambini, which are the indigenous names of witness workers down in Joji Pantoja, they have developed peace and reconciliation teams who work in each village. These are locally led and owned and supported by Fair Trade Economic Coffee Production Development to support these village peace and reconciliation teams. These tribes have, in some cases, literally exchanged swords for plowshares as they in turn teach other places about this way of peace instead of violence and revenge. This month, the Bagoba Tagabawa community celebrated this change from violence to peace with a sculpture. And they had village parties, celebrations all over the area in this tribal land. As they were celebrating, the government forces came in and confiscated some of their land again. But praise God's spirit of peace that the celebrations in the villages didn't quit, even during this time. It was a testimony to the power of God's love in the face of evil. As we experience in our own Canadian context and elsewhere around the world, there are great and tragic divisions between Christians and Muslims. In the African context, there are also increasing conflicts between the radicals among these two religious groups. It is in response to this need that representatives from more than a dozen different Mennonite organizations and churches in North America and Africa have begun networking together to share stories and ideas in how to build Christian-Muslim relationship and nurture peace with neighbors. This network is known as Peace Africa. One practical initiative which has already arisen is the purchase of a shared hearse. It's jointly owned and used between a Muslim community and a Mennonite church in Bobo Dioulasso, Burkina Faso. The Muslim community was so excited about this joint venture that they contributed three times the amount of money which was requested from them for the purchase of the hearse. These stories and others are shared with Peace Africa Network in hopes of sparking ideas and enthusiasm in other communities about how to bring neighbors together in peace. To live as people of healing and hope, we are committed to invite others to faith in Jesus Christ. Getting to know the Maliwan Mennonite Church in northeastern Thailand is an interesting experience. Led by witness workers Tom and Christine Puvong, this church is part of a network of congregations called Friends of Grace Church Association. We are all friends of God's grace, they say. Tom describes the 200 years since Christianity was introduced to Thailand and the very little impact it has had there. He attributes this to the building of church as institution rather than community. Maliwan is definitely not an institution. It is a community of believers, sometimes very messy community, but they share in worship and study and even work. Most of the Friends of Grace congregations are in the villages of the Isan region bordering Laos. Income generation is part of this discipleship ministry as these congregations support each other spiritually, economically, and emotionally. Being part of the Maliwan Church might mean working together in the coconut worm harvest, or helping to sell shoes in the market, or leading a Bible study, or supporting a single mom caring for a son with serious mental health issues. It's all part of being the community of healing together. And evangelism in this context? Tom says, we just say to our neighbors and friends, come and see. We are followers of Jesus in community together. Come and see what that looks like. Seek God's peace in our homes, work, neighborhoods, and the world. This is Sukyung Park. She seeks God's peace in her neighborhood by opening her home to neighborhood children for after-school programs. She forms English clubs of children that cooperate in learning rather than compete in learning. She teaches respect and kindness in a learning environment that is supportive to all. On my last trip to Korea a year and a half ago, I spoke to several parents of children that have been part of her after-school programs, and I heard stories of whole families that are affected by this as parents report that her teaching has helped to heal relationships within their families. In the midst of protests in Colombia this year that were met with violence, the Colombian Mennonite Church provided a voice for peace and justice. Despite opposition from other churches and even some death threats from paramilitary groups, the believers continued to speak out and support those who were peacefully protesting for justice. A pastor from Colombia on a recent online conversation between the Colombian Mennonite Church and Mennonite Church Canada said, "The aspects of our faith that we don't put into practice will remain ignored, neglected, or spiritualized. They will never come to life." So do we believe that God is active in the world, healing and reconciling? Let's put this faith into action and join with all that we are and all that we have God's mission in the world. Join me in reaffirming this by reading this vision of healing and hope together. God calls us to be followers of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit to grow as communities of grace, joy, and peace so that God's healing and hope flow through us to the world. Amen.
Four, four, three in Voices Together or on the screen. And it is, I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided.
God of power, May the boldness of your spirit transform us. May the gentleness of your spirit lead us. May the gifts of your spirit be our goal and our strength, now and always.
Our sending song today is Go My Children, and you'll find that in the hymn book at 433, or if it's in Voices Together, if you'd like to sing it in a lower key and actually watch the key you're in, then we will play it in that lower key. So hymn number 830 in the new hymn book, Voices Together.
Permission to podcast copyrighted music in this service is obtained from one license, license number 400100P, and from CCLI license number 11517309. All rights are reserved.